Hello, my name is Dennis, and welcome to this week's edition of the Thinkers Podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about the electric car and what that might do to society in about the next 15, 20 years. If you're thinking, I'm going to be talking about the hybrid cars that are available today, this is not it. This is about a 100% electric car with no gasoline-powered engine. This car is available today. You can order it and lease it and buy it if you wish. It is called the Tesla Roadster. If you've not heard about it, head over to the Tesla Motors website at teslamotors.com. That's T-E-S-L-A motors.com, and check out this vehicle. It's a little pricey. It's $100,000 to get this car. Like I said, it's an exotic Roadster. It is fast, 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. It's got a top speed of 130 miles an hour, and it's got a range of about 300 miles on the batteries, which isn't bad. And they do have a sedan coming out in 2012 that's going to retail for around $50,000. So, again, expensive, not maybe for the normal everyday driver right now, but that'll change, I believe, in about the next 15, 20 years. This car is going to be more commonplace. And what's that going to do to our society, since we are so heavily involved with the gasoline engine? Gas prices are a daily thing. We're always thinking about, well, oh my gosh, you know, it's going to cost another $30, $40 a week. Some people are spending even more than that on just filling their tanks, and it's getting more expensive and never seems to go down. So if we take all that away, would gasoline prices go down? Or would they, you know, become more expensive simply because they have to charge that to make a living? So it would be interesting. I think, you know, oil, of course, is not just gasoline. We use oil to make our tires, as far as that goes. And, you know, pretty much anything that's rubber is an oil-based product. So, I mean, these, you know, companies are not going to totally go out of business, but they're certainly going to take a hit. And I think, you know, one company, of course, that might really be done are the quick change oil companies, where, you know, you can pull in and get the oil changed in your car and, you know, in less than 20 minutes. And yeah, those guys are done, unfortunately. Those companies will probably go out of business in about the next 15, 20 years. There's just not going to be that much for them to do. So those companies will go by the wayside. So it's kind of a shame. Your car, repair places as of today, you know, that of course not only sell tires, but they do the brakes and transmission, and of course they do everything. They may also end up going out of business because these cars are just not going to, you know, break down the way the cars do today. There's no, you know, compression to lose. There's no oil to leak. There's, brakes, of course, will be brakes. You know, this new electric car has standard ABS brakes in there. You know, they have pads and they have brake fluid in there. So I think they'd still have a brake job to be done, but not to the extent of today. So you may see a lot of businesses just going under simply because we're no longer putting gas in a vehicle and having to have its oil changed. What the plus side to this too is that you're going to have a lot cleaner air because there are zero emissions out of these electric cars. There is no exhaust. There's no black exhaust. There's no oil to burn. And so our air, I think, will hopefully be a lot cleaner and a lot better for us. So that certainly is a plus. But it's also what happens to our oil-producing eastern countries, OPEC. Do they go under? Do they start to suffer? Simply because we're not buying their oil? Are these poor people now going to, you know, go down to a poverty level because we're not buying millions and millions of barrels of oil on a, monthly basis, you know, from them? We're simply just not needed. Like I said, you take gasoline-powered engines out of society worldwide, and it's a big impact, I think. And like I said, we can also do it. If you can do it with a car, you can do it with, lawn mowers. And, you know, like I said, riding and push mowers. They're certainly out there today. You can get electric rechargeable mowers that you just simply recharge them, and they can cut the grass. So you don't need to get that engine to take care of. You can also do it with trimmers. You can buy a lithium-ion charged battery trimmer that you just plug in and recharge. You don't need to buy gasoline for it. And it's another motor that you don't have to maintain. It's just batteries that have to be recharged. So, but getting back to the electric car, I think it's a very interesting vehicle. Again, you just plug it in. You know, when you get home, you plug it in. That's all you have to do with it. And it charges from a dead battery in 8 hours. That's if you had a standard 110 plug. If you decide to get the 220 plug version, you can get your battery from a dead charge in 4 hours. But if you're traveling across country, that might be a little inconvenient because right now there's no place to plug in your vehicle at a hotel. They're not going to have a 300-foot power cord for you to plug your car in and allow you to do it off of their power. Same thing with apartment complexes. There's no outside AC or electrical outlets for you to plug into. So I think there's a few bugs, you know, in it still, but it's coming. It's going to be, I think, more commonplace. And anybody that's a teenager today, by the time they're in their late 30s, early 40s, an electric car is going to be a very viable option for them as far as that goes. Now, I think if you're a big fan of NASCAR and dragsters, I don't think we're going to be changing those over to electric engines anytime soon. You just can't get that kind of horsepower right now out of a battery-powered engine. You've got to have the fuel burning to get that kind of, you know, top speed and, you know, 500-600 horsepower and above. You're not going to get that out of batteries. You just have to have an engine to do it. So I don't think that'll go away. And same thing with maybe with motorcycles. There's just something about a motorcycle and the sound that a motorcycle makes that to many people it's music to their ears. That rumble as they're, you know, driving along, they want to hear that. And of course, an electric engine's not going to provide it as far as a motorcycle goes. So certain things I think will stay put as far as that goes for many, many years to come. But you know, your basic everyday vehicle is going to be changing, and I think it's going to be quite interesting to see what all comes of that, and to think about what could happen. You know, what's the, you know, like I said, all the ramifications of that changing. What industries would be affected, you know, by the fact that we no longer have to, you know, to use gasoline? Would there be a domino effect at all to other companies? The fact that we no longer need to buy gasoline from company A, does that affect three or four other companies down the line? It's kind of interesting to think about what could possibly happen in that regard. So be very, very interesting. Well, I'm going to keep, again, this one kind of short. My podcasts are not going to be very, very long. They're going to be probably somewhere around the 8 to 10 minute time frame. I think that's you know, plenty of time to get my point across. But I certainly do appreciate that you're listening, and I would welcome any comments that you have, good, bad, or indifferent. Would love to hear from you. So again, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.